长弟兄学习服事的时候，他说过一件事情。
When I was learning serving God with elderly brother, he said one thing.
他说对于讲信息的人来讲，最困难的就是在薄饼聚会以后。
The most difficult service for the brother who gives messages is the Sunday sermon.
因为他说我们都得着主了，我们还需要再说什么呢？
Because we all have the Lord, what else do we need?
我初初听这句话的时候，我不是很理解。
When I first heard this, I don't quite understand it.
但是我越跟着弟兄姊妹在一起，在主的桌前擘饼喝杯的时候，我对这句话实在是有感觉。
But the more I gather with our brothers and sisters before the Lord's table, the more I understand it.
我不知道你们的情形是怎样。我每一次来到主的桌前的时候，我里边就已经满了。
I don't know about you, but every time I come to the Lord's table, I'm so full.
那么我在年长的弟兄的话上面，我根据自己有限的经历，我想再加上一点点。
So based on our brother's sharing, I want to add some more based on my own experience.
我很喜欢唱老的诗歌。
I like the old hymns.
不是因为我老了，所以我就喜欢唱老诗歌。
It's not because I'm old.
是这些老的诗歌把我们里边生命的光景能够唱出来。
It's because those hymns can express our life within us.
在教会的历史的上面，我特别喜欢的一个诗歌作者就是 A.B. Simpson。
The church history, the one author I like the most is A.B. Simpson.
很少有像我们的弟兄这样，他能够把生命深处里边的光景，能够用诗歌把它唱出来的。
Very rare that like our brother, he can express our life with through him.
常常我唱 A.B. Simpson 弟兄的诗歌的时候，我就觉得已经够了，不需要再讲了。
Whenever I sing his hymns, I felt like it's enough. I don't need to talk about it anymore.
所以今天这两件事情就加在一起，就让我站在这里，我很勉为其难的。
So I'm a little bit awkward, challenging.
我不是一点点的勉为其难，我真是觉得勉为其难的。
It's extremely challenging.
我觉得我们擘饼了，有主的同在了，我们的弟兄已经把主的同在用诗歌说给我们了，我们就可以享受主了。
We are at the Lord's table. We have the Lord's presence, and our brothers him also brought Lord's presence. So we can enjoy our Lord.
但是有一个小时的时间，那就弟兄姊妹们大家就忍耐一点，让我勉为其难。
So we have an hour time, so brothers and sisters, please bear with me.
我们先来读一段的圣经，是在罗马书的第六章。
So let's read Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章的第六节到第十一节。
From verse 6 to 11.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活。这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ has been raised from the dead, is never to die again.Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
那么在这里我们有两个字是要注意的，一个是知道，一个是看。
So there are two words here. One is to know. The other one is to consider.
那么这个是保罗他在罗马书里边讲到我们蒙恩得救的时候，他用的两个很关键也是很特别的字。
So Paul talk about salvation. He uses two very important words.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你。
Dear Lord, we really thank you.
我们在你的面前真是如露可慕溪水一样的，我们来仰望你。
Before you were like a dear pent salt water, we look upon to you.
主，我们今天真是求主你向我们施怜悯和恩典。
Please give us mercy and grace.
因为你应许我们说，我们若靠着你的血，我们就能够坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座的前面。
Because you promise, if we come before you through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can come boldly to your throne.
你要做我们随时的帮助。
You can be our help of trouble.
主，我们就把我们自己仰望交在主你的手中。
We commit ourselves to your hand.
愿你向我们说话的时候，我们里边有聆听的耳朵。
When you speak to us, when we have ears to hear.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.那我在为着这个主日啊将要来的受浸聚会，在主面前有些寻求的时候。
When I was seeking before the Lord for the baptism meeting.
那么我在准备的当中呢，主给我的话呢，是就着罗马书六章里边有关受浸的意义，他有一段的话。
So the Lord gave me Romans chapter 6 about baptism.
那我自己也感觉到受浸对我们来讲实在是太重要的一件事情。
So I also felt like a baptism is a really important thing.
好像在我们中间每一次受浸聚会，我们都要讲一些和受浸有关的主的话。
Every time when we have a baptism, we're going to talk about some topic related to baptism.
那我自己觉得呢，这些的话呢，是怎么讲也不嫌多的。
I don't think we can talk more about it.
因为受浸对我们来讲，它不只是一个道理。
Because it's not just a doctrine.
它不是一个写在这个纸上的一个字句。受浸对我们来讲是生命的经历。
The baptism is not the sentences, the words written on the paper. It's actually our experience.
那么这个经历呢，不只是在一个人他要受浸的时候的这个。这个经历是在他受浸以后的每一天每一时，这个受浸的水是在他身上的。
So the baptism is not just when this person is baptized, but also daily after he is baptized.
那我觉得怎么讲都是不嫌多的。
So we can't talk enough about this.
但是今天呢，是因着临时情况就有一些的改变。
But because things have changed suddenly.
那我们不能够照着原定的计划我们安排受浸的聚会。
So we can't have the scheduled baptism meeting.
我们也盼望弟兄姊妹在祷告的当中纪念原定今天要受浸的孙怡姊妹和孙怡伟弟兄。
So please remember our brothers and sisters in your prayer.
我们的弟兄和姊妹是在一个极大的难处的当中。
They are in real difficulty now.
但是我们知道这一切都在主的手中。
But we know it's all in the Lord's hand.
我们姊妹的信心也也需要得着坚固的。
Our sister's faith needs to be strengthened.
那么因着这一些的情况呢，所以我就想，是不是我们今天就先把受浸的信息呢，我们往边上放一放。
So I decided to put aside the message about baptism.
那我就和大家简单的交通几点，我这次读罗马书，尤其是从第一章到第六章，我里边对神的救恩的一些的领受。
So I want to share with you the message from chapter 1 to chapter 6 of God's salvation.
那我觉得这些的对我们在座的弟兄姊妹来讲，已经是非常熟悉的话。
For brothers and sisters who are very familiar with this.
主把我们聚集在一起，我们在这些的真理的启示的上面，我们也有一些的追求。
So we are gathering together, we also pursue the truth.
那么再加上我前面讲的这个让我勉为其难的这个两点。
Also because of two reasons that I just said that I was very
那我实在是觉得没有什么必要就再跟弟兄姊妹再把罗马第一章到第六章再重新的讲一遍。
I don't think it's necessary for me to repeat chapter 1 through 6.
你们都比我熟悉，你们的经历都比我丰富。
You should be more familiar than I am, and you should have more experience than I do.
但是我就是在这一次准备的时候，再把罗马第一到第六章我再读一遍的时候。
But when I was preparing, I read chapter 1 through 6, Romans chapter 1 through 6 once more.
那么主的话就在我里边摸着我这个人自己。
So Lord's word touched me.
所以我请弟兄姊妹们就有一些的忍耐，那能够让我这个人陪着我一起从主的话里边能够得一些的恩典。
So please bear with me, we can receive God's grace along with me.
罗马书我们可以说是在新约书信，尤其是保罗十三封书信里边，把神的救恩讲得最全面、最透彻，也是最丰富的。
So Romans in the New Testament, especially Paul's 13 epistles, he talks about the salvation. It is the most rich and detailed and complete.
保罗是一个特别讲神的救恩的启示的人。
Paul especially talks about the revelation of God's salvation.
但是在他的十三封书信里边，没有一封的书信能够达到像罗马书那样，他把神的救恩讲得这么完备的。
But among the 13 epistles, only Romans, where he talks about God's salvation to the uttermost detail.
那么虽然是他讲的内容是非常的丰富。
Even though the content is very rich.
那么从罗马书的第一章到第六章呢，我就看见神的话向我在这里写明了几个要点。
So from chapter 1 through 6, God revealed several points to me.
那么这几个要点呢，就是两件事情。
But there are two things here.
那么有些两件事情，那么他们是彼此互相对立的。
Sometimes those two things are opposite to each other.
但是在基督里呢，他们是一件事情。
But in Christ is actually one thing.
那么有些事情呢，他们是一件事情的两面。
But sometimes it's two aspects of the same thing.
比如说我们这个人是在亚当里还是在基督里，这是两件事情是彼此相冲突的。
Let's say that we are in Christ or we are in Adam. Those two things are opposite to each other.
那么保罗呢，他就在罗马的第一章到第六章呢，他又说到主的血和主基督的十字架。
And in Romans 1 to 6, he also talks about the blood of Jesus and also his cross.
那么这个呢，是主他在救恩里边两面的工作。
This is the two aspects of salvation.
都是重要的。
It's all important.
但是是两件事情。
But two different things.
那么当然到最后罗马六章的时候，他在讲到救恩的时候呢，他就用了两个动词，是我们刚才跟大家解释的。
So in chapter 6, he used two verbs to talk about salvation.
那么一面我们看见保罗他在罗马书里边，他是在人的全然的败坏的里边，他讲神的救恩。
So in Romans, he talk about God's salvation through human beings' complete corruption.
那么为什么我们人的全然败坏呢？不是因为我们这个人的败坏，是因为我们生在亚当的里边，所以我们这个人是全然败坏的。
But our corruption is because it's not because of us, it's because we're born in Adam.
所以亚当败坏了，我们就一定是败坏的。
So Adam is corrupted, so we are.
你从小学读到中学，读到大学，你就是读到博士后，你就是读到博士后后后，我们仍然是全然败坏的，因为我们生在亚当的里边。
So from all of your educations all the way to PhDs, you are still corrupted.
所以他就告诉我们说，重生得救不是靠我们挣来的，是神白白赐给人的恩典。
So reborn again is not something we can earn. It's God's free gift.
因为从我们在亚当里的这个角度看的话，我们没有一样的东西是值得神在天上说我要爱这个人，我要祝福这个人，我要恩待这个人。
So from our standpoint, there's nothing in us that God can say, oh, I want to love him, I want to bless him, I want to have grace on him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们得救以前的光景，还有我们现在的这个光景。
This is the our situation before we were saved and also today.
我们一定要看见这个事情的两面，就是要不就是在亚当里，要不就是在基督里。
We have to see there are two aspects. We're either in Adam or either in Christ.
在亚当里边，我们是完全没有出路的。
In Adam, there is no way out of this.
我们没有一件事情是值得神在天上说我要来恩待你的。
There is nothing in us that is worthy God's love for us.
今天有些神儿女，我们没有看见这个两点，在亚当里还是在基督里。
Some of us cannot see this that we are in Adam and we are in Christ.
所以我们常常的是为着我们自己的经历，我们来抱怨神，说对我们不公平。
So we always complain from because of our experience, our trouble that God not fair.
你为什么要这样待我
？Why do you do this to me?
你亏待我了。
You not fair to me.
我们向神抱怨说，你这样子待我是不公平、不公义的。
You dealt with me, it's not fair.
但是保罗他在罗马三章二十三节说，他说世人犯了罪都亏缺了神的荣耀。
But in Romans chapter 3:23 said that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们在亚当的里边，我们根本不配把我们自己的命运带到公义的神的面前，我们跟他讨价还价，说公平和公义的事情。
Because we're in Adam, we cannot bring ourselves to God and talk about justice and fair.
我们只有看见在亚当里的毫无出路。
We need to see, we have to see that in Adam we have no hope.
我们才能够真正的伏在神的面前说，你的救恩是给我的。
Then we can surrender ourselves to God, say, "Hey, your salvation is for me."
在亚当的里边，人唯一的出路和结局就是伏在神怒气的审判的下面。
In Adam, our only end is to fall under God's wrath and judgment.
在亚当的里边，人在神面前没有什么公义和不公义的事情和不公平的事情。
In Adam, there's no justice or there's no unfairness.
诗篇九十篇就讲，他说谁能够晓得你的怒气的权势？
In Psalm 90, it says that who can know the power of your wrath?
谁能够晓得你按照你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who can know your wrath from the fear of the Lord?
但是当我们从主的话里边，我们领受到哦，原来我们是在亚当里的时候，那么我们在神的面前，我们就能够服下来了。
If we know we're in Adam, we can humble before God.
但是这只是罗马书信息的一个面。
But this is a message of one.Side of the message.
另一面我们就看见保罗是站在神奇妙的恩典的里边讲人的得救。
But the other aspect is Paul is talking about God's salvation, the amazing salvation.
那么当然在罗马五章十九节那里说一人的悖逆，一人的罪过，一人的过犯，我们都成为罪人了。
Of course, in chapter 5, talk about one sin, one offended, or one disobeyed.
人既然在亚当里什么都失去了
if we're in Adam, we lost everything.
所以神就为人安排了他独生爱子的救恩
So God prepared his own beloved son for our salvation.
那么这个就是我们在基督里
This is us in Christ.
那么这个就是罗马前五章他讲到神的救恩他是把我们带在他爱子的里边
So the first five chapters said that our salvation, he brought us into his son.
那么有许多在历史上的圣徒，他们看见这一点以后，他们的人生就得改变了。
So a lot of saints, when they saw this point, their life has changed.
那么在过去的英国，有一位圣徒叫本人约翰。
So So there was a brother called John Bunyan.
他写过一本很有名的书叫《天路历程》。
His book is called Pilgrim's Progress.
本人约翰弟兄他是在年纪很轻的时候他就重生得救了。
He was saved when he was very young.
那么他自己是清教徒，他有清教徒的家庭背景。
He's Protestant.
Puritan.
He's Puritan. So he has that background.
那么我们都知道，清教徒的弟兄姊妹，他们是对自己，就是说遵行神的话，是要求极其高的人。
So Puritans have a very high expectation of them, of themselves when they come to obey God's.
那么他们特别的注重在于身体力行的，你要遵守神的道，这人就是神所喜爱的。
They really stress that if you can, you need to obey God's commandments and do the God's commandments.
他们的要求是非常非常高的，这是他们从神那边的领受，这是完全没有错的。
Their standards are very high. This is what they receive from God.
那么本人约翰弟兄就因着这一个清教徒的背景，他对自己的要求是非常非常的高。
So from this background, he has very high expectation of himself.
那么他也是很有能力的人。
He is also very capable.
那我们读过他的那个《天路历程》，我们就知道我们弟兄的文学水平不是一般的一个文学水平。
If we read his book, we know he is quite capable of literature.
那么虽然我们的弟兄得救以后，他清楚地明白人得救是本乎恩，因着信的。
So after he's saved, he knew clearly that we are saved by grace and faith.
但是你看见我们弟兄的那个背景，他总是希望自己能够做得好一点。
But because of his background, he always tried to do better.
能够更加的追求一点。
Also pursue more.
那么来叫自己呢，能够配得上是神来救他。
So he can be worthy for God to save him.
所以他就竭力的督促自己要上进。
So he always motivated himself to do more.
那么可以呢，证明说他自己是有一点什么东西是能够值得神来爱他的。
So to prove that he has something for God to love him.
那么结果是怎么样呢？就是他越想证明自己呢，他就越是苦恼。
The more he wanted to prove it, the more he was miserable.
因为他越想证明自己的时候，他就发现人的能力是很有限的。
Because the more he wanted to prove it, the more he sees that we are so limited.
你在亚当里那一点点的拿良善，你拿到神的面前，一会儿就不见了。
So only the little bit of a goodness in us before God is nothing. It disappears.
拿到一个地步呢，他里边已经找不到一丁点的良善，他可以拿到神的面前，他可以夸口。
He cannot boast before God. To a point, he can't boast before God that he has any bit of a goodness in him.
那么这个情况就让他这个光景就让他很他非常的这个气馁。
So he's very frustrated.
那么这个情形呢，就让他走到另一个极端。
So he went to the other extreme.
他咒诅自己。
He cursed himself.
他定自己的罪。
Condemned himself.
他放弃自己。
He completely gave up on himself.
那么他写信给他的朋友，他说我完全放弃了。
So he wrote a letter to his friends that I completely gave up.
但是就是这样，也没有让他里边有一丁点的安慰得到好受一点。
Even that, he didn't find any comfort.
我们的弟兄失去的是得救的平安。
What he lost is a piece of salvation.
但是他不知道到哪里去找，他不知道是怎么去把这个失去的平安去找回来。
But he doesn't know. He didn't know where to find it. Where to get it back.
所以我们的弟兄保罗他在罗马书里讲，你若是在亚当的里边是一点希望都没有的。
So Paul said, if you're in Adam, there is no hope.
那么只有在基督的里边，我们才能够找着我们所有的一切。
Only in Christ we can find our hope.
但是我们的弟兄就在那个时候，他就在那里找，本人约翰他就在那里找。
So he was searching for that.
他找得很无助，他找得很苦恼。
He was so hopeless and he was so miserable.
那么他天天就在门口的麦地里，他绕着麦田走。
So he had to circle in his field every day.
那他硬是把那个麦田的周围啊，他走出一条深深的一条沟来。
So he walked so much. He literally walked out a path.
他们说这一条沟，看见过这一条沟的人，到说直到今天，你在他走的那个沟的里边，你把种子撒在上面，它是不会生根的。
So he walked so much that the track he walked, if you sow seeds, it will not grow.
他把土走成了石头了。
He walked, the soil was hardened.
那么当然了，这是如果你把种子撒在石头上的飞鸟来就吃掉了。
Of course, you sow the seed on the rock and the birds will take it away.
他就这样走，这样走，我们实在是感谢主。
So he walked and walked and but we thank God.
有一天，当我们的弟兄他继续的在麦田里走的时候
，So one day he was still walking in the field.
主就向他说话
，God speak to him.
主向他说了一句话
，God speak to him one sentence.
这一句话是太宝贝的话
，But this is so precious.
他说：“唯有基督是我们的义。”
Only Christ is our righteousness.
那么这一句话就把本人约翰给带回来了。
This sentence brought John Bunyan back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们一切的盼望，我们一切的平安是在基督里边。
Our hope and peace is in Christ.
你若是离开基督，你到亚当的里边，你是找不到的。
If you leave Christ and you're going back to the Adam, you can't find anything.
那么我们看见这是第一个两件事情，在亚当里和在基督里，这是保罗在罗马前六章的信息里边向我们说的。
So in the first six chapters, Paul talked about in Adam and in Christ.
那么保罗他就讲到在基督里，他就讲到神的救恩。
So in Christ, Paul talked about salvation of God.
那他在两处的地方，他提到主耶稣的血，在罗马前五章的里边。
So in two places, he talked about blood of Christ.
那么第一处是在罗马的三章二十五节。
So first place is chapter 3, verse 15.
保罗说：“神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血。”
Chapter.
325.
Okay, so chapter 325, being justified by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
那么在第五章的九节里边，他就说，现在我们既靠着他的血，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Chapter 5:9, being justified by his blood.We shall be saved from the wrath.
那么我们在真理里边看见保罗，他是在真理的里边把我们带进基督的里边。
So in the truth, Paul brought us into Christ.
他带把我们带进基督的里边，他就让我们看见一件事情，就是耶稣的血。
So in Christ, he showed us one thing. That's Jesus' blood.
他就告诉我们说，主耶稣的血一面是向着神的，叫神的公义能够得着满足。
So on one aspect, the blood is to satisfy God's righteousness.
因为他在三章二十五节那里边讲，他说神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血。
So in chapter 3:25, he said that God set up Jesus as propitiation.Through his blood.
但是同时呢，耶稣的血呢，也是向着我们的。
But the blood is also for us.
那么叫我们可以靠着耶稣的血，我们能够来亲近神。
So we can draw near God through Jesus' blood.
所以他在五章九节那里，他就讲，我们既靠着他的血，我们能够免去神的愤怒。
So chapter 5:9 says, justified by his blood, we can.Be saved from the wrath.
我们这个人太败坏了。
We are so corrupted.
神的愤怒实在是在我们常在我们身上。
God's wrath is always on us.
但是保罗说有一样的东西，你可以靠着他就可以免去神的愤怒。
But Paul said there's one thing through that you can be saved from God's wrath.
那就是耶稣的血。
That is Jesus' blood.
耶稣的血一面是向着神的。
The blood, Jesus' blood, one aspect is for God.
一面是向着我们。
On the other hand, it's for us.
那我们都知道，在出埃及的十二章里边，逾越节羔羊的那个故事。
So we all know that Exodus chapter 12 is the Lamb of God, the story of the Lamb of God.
那么在出埃及十二章的十三节，神就对摩西说了一句。
So in Exodus chapter 12, God told Moses.
他说你们以色列人要在每家每户的门楣上涂上羔羊的血。
So says blood. Well, you should have blood on all the door frame of each house.
因为我一见这血就越过你们去。
Because when I see the blood, I will pass over.
那么我们在这里注意讲，神没有对摩西讲，我一见你们是以色列人，我就越过你们去。
God didn't say that if I see you are Israel, I will pass over.
我一见你们是摩西带领的，我就越过你们去。
And if I see you are led by Moses, I will pass over.
神的话是说，我一见这血我就越过。
God said, "I see the blood. I will pass over."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们有没有想到羔羊的血涂在以色列人家的门楣的上面
？So have we thought about that the blood of the lamb, on the door frame?
那么那些待在屋里的以色列人是根本看不见这个血的。
The Israelites inside the house, they can't see the blood.
那最近福音组的一位学生就跟我讲。
So recently, a student in the gospel group told me.
因为他要买车。
He wants to buy a car.
那么他说，我要买车呢，我就要挑你的车的颜色。
I want to pick the color of your car.
我第一次在听到世界上居然有人喜欢我的车这个颜色，我说有什么？这是个红颜色。
For the first time, I heard someone liked the color of my car.
连副弟兄都说我说你的车是不错，就是颜色少许的那个一点。
Even brother Fu said my car is good, but the color is better.
但是这位学生说，他说你的车的颜色很好看。
But this student said the color is really good.
Yeah, 我说对，因为那是给你看的，不是给我看的。
I said yes, it's for you to see. It's not for me.
因为我在车里开车，我根本看不见外边车是什么颜色。
Because I can't see the color when I was driving.
它是红的，是黑的，是白的，跟我有什么关系
？The color is red or black, nothing to do with me.
所以我们就知道，弟兄姊妹，同样的道理，羔羊的血涂在门楣上是给神看的。
So the blood on the door frame is for God to see.
是为着满足神的公义的。
It's to satisfy God's righteousness.
因为以色列人如果他们没有血的话，他们是照样要受神的审判的。
If Israel do not have the blood on the door, they will be judged as well.
他们在逾越节的那天晚上，如果他们没有血的话，他们照样要和埃及人一样死在那个神的怒气的下面。
If on that Passover night, if they do not have the blood on the door, they will be judged and die with Egyptians as well.
但是弟兄姊妹，稀奇的很，神的审判就在那天晚上就越过了以色列人。
But amazingly, God's judgment passed over Israelite.
那么进到埃及人的当中，结果就是埃及人死了，以色列人活了。
So fall upon Egyptians. So Egyptians died and Israelites lived.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们唱了太多的诗歌，是死是活的诗歌。
So we sing a lot of hymns about death and life.
我们回头想那个逾越节的晚上。
So we look back about the Passover night.
难道因为以色列人他们是神的选民，所以他们就躲过一劫吗
？Just because Israelites elected God, so that they passed the judgment.
我认识一位姊妹，她在工作单位里边受到很不公平的待遇。
So I know a sister, she was treated very unfairly in her company.
那么她就一直在那里忍，一直在那里忍。
So she was just bearing it.
那么她觉得忍耐就能够这个生老练。
she thought that as long as she can bear it, endure it, it will produce perseverance.
那么老练呢，就生盼望。
So perseverance, hope.
那么盼望就不至于羞愧。
So hope that will not, she will not be ashamed.
结果呢，她盼望也没有生出来，这个老练也没有老练。
So there is no hope, there is no perseverance.
那么她的忍耐到了一个头，那她就终于就爆发了。
So to the point that she finally exploded.
那么她就跟她的主管讲，你为什么这么不公平地对待我？
So she talked to her boss that why did you do this to me?
你知道吗？我没有以恶来胜恶，因为我是基督徒。
Because I, well, do you know that I'm Christian, so I'm not overcoming evil with evil.
她的主管就看着她。
So her boss looked at her.
她说。他就后来这位姊妹讲，他说我跟这位主管在他手下上班大概五六年，从来没有看见他笑得那么开心过。
So for the past five, six years I worked for her, I've never seen her laugh so heartily.
他的主管就讲，你是基督徒又怎样？
Her boss said, you're a Christian, so what?
弟兄姊妹，难道以色列人躲过这一劫，就是他们喊一个口号，说我们是以色列人，是亚伯拉罕的后代
？Israel people, they pass the judgment just because they're Israelite, just because they're descendants of Abraham.
难道他们躲过逾越节，是因为有摩西给他们撑腰吗
？Is that because Moses is behind them?
都不是的，是因为神在他们每家每户那边看见了血。
It's because God saw the blood on their door frame.
所以我们看见了吗？在人的生与死之间，什么都是拦不住神公义的审判的，拦不住的。
So nothing can stop God's judgment between life and death.
但是很稀奇，神就说：“你只要流血，就可以叫我的审判越过你。”
As long as I see blood, I will pass over you.
那么在罗马书里边就告诉我们，在旧约的圣经，在所有的圣经里边告诉我们，因为血里边有生命，你只要把血摆在神的面前，在亚当里的罪人就可以完全的满足他的公义。
So in the Bible, it said that there is life in the blood. As long as we present blood before God, and we who are in Adam can satisfy God's righteousness and we can pass over his judgment.
神是用耶稣的血把我们带到基督的里边。
So through Jesus' blood, he brought us into Christ.
因为我们刚才讲到罗马书前六章的信息，就讲我们这个人的人生里边两件事情，一个在亚当里，一个是在基督里。
So first, we talked about in the first chapter, six chapters, we were in Adam and we are in Christ.
那么我们怎么到基督里的呢？
How do we go into Christ?
罗马书就告诉我们是靠着他的血。
Romans told us that it's through his blood.
为什么我们要讲这件事情？
Why do we need to talk about this?
为什么保罗在罗马书里边要讲基督的耶稣的血？
Why does Paul need to talk about Jesus' blood in Romans?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们在我们神儿女的当中，我们常常听到有人讲感觉这个字。
Today, in among our brothers and sisters, God's children, we talk about our feelings a lot.
你知道人的魂有一个很大的功用，就是感觉。
One of the functions of our soul is the feeling.
我感觉怎样
？I feel.
但是保罗他就在罗马书的话里边就提醒我们说
But Paul reminded us in Romans
人里边的感觉虽然重要，但是我们不能把亲近神的根基放在人的感觉的上面。
Our feeling is important, but we cannot draw near God based on our feeling.
人所有一切的感觉都是靠不住的。
Our feeling is not reliable.
唯有神儿子的血是我们亲近神的凭据。
We can only draw near God through Jesus' blood.
那他为我们流了血，所以我在神的面前，我可以完全得蒙他的喜悦。
Because he shed blood for me, I can come to God and get complete.Satisfaction.
那实在的来讲，我回头看我自己生命的经历。
So look back my own experience.
我这个人是常常软弱的。
I'm often weak.
仇敌可以常常的得着确实的把柄到神面前那边去控告。
Satan can often accuse me before God with facts.
那么如果将来有一天我能够到基督台前的时候，我们的主把我自己一生所做的事情放电影给我看。
So one day when we come to the judgment seat and God show what we did through our life like through a film.
他会指着这一些的事情，他会说这是仇敌控告你做的事情。
He will point out those things are accusation from Satan.
我不会耍赖的，我会跟他讲这些都是确实的。
I will not deny. I will say yes, it's fact.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我是一味的关注我的软弱，并不会叫我里边刚强起来的。
But if I only focus on my weakness, I will not be strong.
叫我们刚强得力，不是咬牙跺脚喊口号的。
It's not we have some slogans or we stomp our feet.
我如果就是一味的斥责仇敌说你给我闭嘴，我要堵上你的嘴，结果你发现没有，你越堵他，他会越猖狂的。
So if we want to stop Satan's mouth and we want to argue with him, he will be more ferocious.
但是弟兄姊妹，就像本人约翰弟兄一样。
But just like a brother John Bunyan,
什么时候他把自己的这些努力完全都放下了？
Whenever he put on his own effort,
我们是单单的在信心的里边，我们回到主耶稣的血。
We come back in faith, simply based on Jesus' blood.
我们的在信心里边定睛在他血的上面。
We just in the faith we focus on his blood.
我们知道在神那里。
So before God,
我是靠着耶稣的血来挽回他的心意的。
So through Jesus' blood, he is the propitiation.
那么我也知道在我这里。
So in me,
我是靠着耶稣的血能够免去他的愤怒的。
In Jesus' blood, I can be saved from God's wrath.
弟兄姊妹，靠着血来亲近神，这个是律法和恩典的总纲。
This is the end of grace and the law that we draw near God through His blood.
这个是保罗他在罗马前六章的信息里边，这个圣灵借着他向我们完全开启的一个真理的启示。
So through the first chapters, six chapters, Holy Spirit revealed the truth to us.
靠着耶稣的血。
Through Jesus' blood.
这个就把我带进一个完全释放的自由的里边。
So this completely set me free.
你完全释放了。
We are completely set free.
这个血不是我自己的。
This is not my blood.
不是我要去割让它流出血来的。
I don't have to cut myself to shed blood.
是在我还做他敌人的时候，他就为我流血。
He shed the blood when I'm still an enemy.
是在我还软弱的时候，圣灵就借着他的血把神的爱浇灌在我里边。
Holy Spirit poured His love in my heart when I was still very weak.
弟兄姊妹，这个太重要了。我们站在这一个点上，我们可以得着一个完全释放的自由。
This is so important. Based on this, we can be completely set free.
今天这个人可以拦着你，那个人可以拦着你。
Today, this person can limit you, or that person can limit you.
这个人在拦着你，问这个灵界的东西也可以拦着你。
This person can limit you, or the spirit.
我们越活，我们就可以看见人其实是非常非常渺小的，什么都可以拦着我们的。
We are so small, we are so limited. Everything can restrict us.
你家的小狗都能把你拦下来。
Your little dog can even be your boundary.
但是唯有一件事情神给我们的是我们什么都拦不住的。
But there's one thing, nothing can stop it.
那就是耶稣的血。
That's Jesus' blood.
你站在耶稣的血上面，你就得着一个毫无拦阻的自由。
Stand on Jesus' blood, you have a freedom, absolute freedom.
一种无论何时何地，我都能够坦然无惧进到神面前的自由。
No matter where and when, you can come boldly before God.
没有时间的限制，没有地点的限制，没有环境的限制，什么都没有，只有耶稣的血。我在他的血的里边，我来亲近神。
Time cannot stop it, or environment cannot stop it. Nothing, only Jesus' blood.
你知道吗？我以前哈，祷告的时候要挑环境的。
Before when I pray, I need to pick a place.
所以我就跟我姊妹讲，我要祷告了哈。
So I tell my sister, I'm praying now.
那么她就知道，她要把手上所有做的事情全部放下来。
So I had to put down everything she did.
那么哪怕一根针掉在地上，都会打扰我祷告的。
Even a needle fall on the ground, it will disturb me.
那么祷告不完全，你就觉得自己不圣洁。
If I didn't complete my prayer, I felt like I'm not holy.
那么你觉得自己不圣洁呢，就觉得自己到不了神的面前。
If I'm not holy, I can't come before God.
所以呢，这个环境就成为我祷告的拦阻。
So the environment become my limit.
那么曾经有一个阶段，弟兄姊妹邀请我说，我们现在一起祷告吧。我说不了不了，我回去祷告。
So sometimes brothers just say, let's pray now. I say, no, I need to go home to pray.
因为我知道那个地方是我祷告的地方。
Because I know that place is where I pray.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们是靠着他的血，我们来亲近他。
But brothers, sisters, we draw near God through Jesus' blood.
什么时候我们在信心的里边，我们定睛在他的血的上面。
Whenever we can focus on His blood through faith.
这个地方、这个时间、这个地点、这个环境，就是你亲近神的地方。
This time, this place, this environment is when you can join your God.
弟兄姊妹，这是罗马书前五章的信息。
This is the first, the message from first five chapters.
那么我们讲了罗马，他在讲到两件事的时候，他讲到主的血的时候，对面就是基督的十字架。
So the other thing he talked about is the cross.
那么刚才我们讲到主的宝血。
So we've mentioned the blood of Jesus.
叫我们得着一个完全释放的自由。
That can set us free.
那么我可不可以这么说？反正有主的宝血做我坚强的后盾，做我磐石的根基。
So now I can say that I have the blood as my rock and my has my back.
那么我可不可以唱那首歌说，除他以外，其他的地位都是流沙。
So apart the that, everything is sand.
那么唱完了以后，我就随意的放纵自己。
So I can do whatever I want.
我认识一位年长的弟兄。
So I know an elderly brother.
那么他生在一个信主的家庭里边，四代信主的家庭里边。
He was born in a family that preached gospel.
他家里边有许许多多的亲戚都是传道人。
So a lot of his relatives are pastors.
但是他说就偏偏有一个亲戚做传道人的。
But there was one.
让他看见了，而且不只是一次、两次、三次，他说不止好几次。
But many times.
他说这个传道人是我的亲戚，他明里传福音，暗里过着放纵情欲的生活。
So he saw this relative that he preached gospel publicly.But behind the door, he's doing things, carnal things.
但是他说很稀奇的，他说这一位传道人，他每一次放纵情欲完了回来以后呢，都当着大家的面痛哭悔改。
So, but it's interesting that every time he did something bad, he come back and before everybody, he will repent and he will cry.
但是啊，他说杨弟兄啊，他说人就是这样，前脚他咬牙跺脚喊完口号以后，后脚又回到最终之乐了。
Well, this is us. He was in tears, repenting, and then he go back to the sinful life.
我们弟兄的这个信心就因此就被绊倒了将近30年之久。
So he was stumbled for 30 years.
所以保罗他就在罗马六章一节那边，他就问了一个很严肃的问题。
So in chapter 6 verse 1 he asked a very serious question.
他说这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
He said, what can we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may abound?
那我以前读罗马六章的时候呢，我觉得保罗这个问题是问我的。
Before when I read the chapter 6, verse 1, I thought it was talking to me.
所以这个问题当然好回答了，我就在保罗面前，我就在那里讲断乎不可。
So it's easy to answer, of course not.
那我这次读罗马六章的时候，我发现保罗这个问题是问他自己的，他自己要带给我们一个答案。
This time I realized that this question is to himself, and he's going to give us an answer.
我们就看见随着罗马这个书的信息进到第六章。
So we come to chapter 6.
保罗他就不再继续讲主耶稣的宝血。
He is no longer mentioning Jesus' blood.
他引进了一个新的主题。
He brought up a new topic.
那就是基督的十字架。
That's Christ's cross.
一面罗马书叫我们看见主耶稣的血。
From one hand, we saw Jesus' blood.
那他是在我们里边是已经做成的救恩。
This is accomplished salvation.
弟兄姊妹，基督的血在我们里边是已经做成的救恩。
Jesus' blood is accomplished salvation.
你不需要再多加一点了。
You cannot add anything.
你也不能够再减少一点了。
You cannot reduce anything.
你无论在什么地方
No matter where,
你只要来亲近神你就必须靠着他的血
If you want to draw near God you have to come through Jesus
所以我们讲到主耶稣的血的时候是讲到他已经做成的救恩
So when we talk about Jesus' blood this is his finished work
我们靠着他的血我们在基督里是做新人的
In his bloodThrough his blood, we are new men in Christ.
我曾经有很多的机会和弟兄姊妹们我们在一起擘饼，不是在这个地方。
So I had other opportunities to have Lord's table with other brothers and sisters.
我最不能够听的一个祷告，就是在我里边最不能阿们的一个祷告，就是我们弟兄姊妹在反复的在祷告的当中求说：“主啊，你的血，快来啊，快来洗净我。”
So there is one prayer I cannot amen, that is the prayer that Jesus' blood, please come.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在罗马书里边讲，耶稣的血是代表神在我们身上已经做成的救恩。
So Jesus' blood is the finished work, finished salvation in us.
但是我们感谢神在另一面保罗也叫我们看见神在我们里边有一个继续的一个工作
But thank God that Paul showed us that there is another work that God needs to continue to do
我们盼望在我们中间的弟兄姊妹尤其是新信主的弟兄姊妹我们能够花一点时间去读罗马书
So I hope that brothers and sisters especially new believers to spend some time on Romans.
我们能够盼望弟兄姊妹看见在我们救恩当中有两件事情
I hope brothers and sisters can see there are two things
一个是主耶稣的血讲到他的工作已经做成了
One is Jesus' blood said that his work is done
一个是基督的十字架他的工作还在继续做
One is the cross that his work is continuing
那么这个做成的工作是对付我们的地位
The finished work is dealing with our position.
那么这个继续做的工作是对付我们里边的性情。
The continuing work is dealing with ourself and our character.
所以感谢主，我们在弟兄姊妹的当中常常为成就魂的救恩祷告。
So we always pray for the salvation of our soul.
那么这个就是讲到基督的十字架继续在我们里边的工作。
This is a cross of Christ that working in us.
有很多弟兄姊妹在信主的时候，刚刚信主，他们觉得做完觉知祷告，然后受浸了以后，拍拍手就好了，没什么事了。
So some brothers and sisters thought that after their baptism, it's done, it's over.
弟兄姊妹，神借着他儿子的血，把我们带到基督的里边做新人。
So God brought us into Christ through his son's blood, so that we can become a new man.
现在他就借着基督的十字架，继续的在我们里边做，叫这个新人能够做成在我们里边。
Now through the cross, so that the new man can be worked out in us.
所以我们看见血和十字架。
So we can see the blood and cross.
做新人和做成新人。
Being a new man and leave out the new man.
那么这两方面的真理启示对我自己来讲是罗马书前六章信息里边很特别、很明亮、很宝贵的地方。
So to me, the first those two truth points are very clear in the first six chapters.
那么讲到基督的十字架。
So talk about cross of Christ.
其实我们的主在世上的时候，他已经向门徒讲了。
When our Lord is on the earth, he's already mentioned to his disciples.
那我们都知道，在路加九章、在马太十六章、在马可八章里边，主讲到的就是自己的十字架。
So Jesus already mentioned that in Luke chapter 9, in Matthew and Mark, he talked about the cross he's going to bear.
但是弟兄姊妹，你发现没有？我们的主讲到自己的十字架以后，他讲完了就停了。
But you notice that when he talked about his own cross, when he talked about and finished, and he's no longer mentioning that.
我们怎么背这个自己的十字架呢？
How do we carry our cross?
那么这个十字架的奥秘到底在什么地方呢？
What's the mystery of the cross?
那你可以讲这个十字架的奥秘就在于自己的十字架，在于基督的十字架，大十字架，小十字架。
So you can say this cross is your cross, is the Christ's cross, is the big cross, is the small cross.
这些当然都是的，但是弟兄姊妹，奥秘就在于同钉这两个字。
Yes, it is, but the truth is that we are crucified with Christ.
我们就感谢主，到了保罗的时候，就把基督的十字架这个启示，就在罗马书的前六章的信息里边，就向我们完全启示出来了。
So Paul revealed this cross in chapters in first six chapters of Romans.
今天我们是在基督里做新人。
Today we are a new man in Christ.
这是千真万确的事情。
This is true.
这是宝血已经做成的事情。
This is accomplished work.
那我们多么巴不得在这个基督里边做了新人，我们就自然想新人所想，行新人所行。
Now we're a new man. Of course, we wish we can do what the new man is supposed to do and think what the new man is supposed to think.
我们的嘴巴上不说哈，但是我们心里却是很想着把白雪公主的那个大结局啊，也搬到我们属灵的生命里边来。
And we also want the Snow White's ending in our real life.
但是问题就来了。
But the problem is here.
我们常常发现，我们外边虽然和神是和好了。
We realize that we're reconciled with God outwardly.
我们里边却很难和神和好的。
But inside us is very difficult to reconcile with God.
我们在地位上面是和好了。
Yes, in the position we are reconciled with God.
我们在里边的生命上我们没有真的和好。
But in our life, we are not really reconciled with God.
所以在弟兄姊妹中间常常出现的，在我身上也常常出现的，就是我们前脚刚是千声感谢万声感谢主，但是只要有吃有玩有喝的，我照样可以毫不犹豫放下聚会的。
So we proclaim, we repent, we but as soon as we turn around, if there's
Okay. Well, sorry. It's okay. 他们都说中文。我们外边是活在神的恩典的里边。
So we live in God's grace outwardly.
我们里边却常常活在旧人的性情里边。
But inwardly, we're living in the old self.
在1937年到1938年。
From 1937 to 1938,
尼托生弟兄就把他读罗马书从第一章到第八章的里边的感受，到英国、到欧洲去向那边的弟兄姊妹交通出来。
Brother Watchman Nee went to England and shared his burden from Romans chapter 1 to 8.
主接着我们弟兄的领受就得知了许多的神儿女。
So from his experience, God gained so many brothers and sisters.
刚才我们讲的外边和好，里边没有和好，照着我们弟兄讲，他说这不正常。
Our brother said it's not normal that we're reconciled with God only outwardly but not inwardly.
所以我们的弟兄就把他的信息呢，是一系列的信息，他取了一个名字叫做正常基督徒的生活。
So he gave a name that is normal Christian life.
一个正常的基督徒的生活是他外边里边与神一同的和好。
The normal Christian life is outwardly, inwardly, we are all reconciled with God.
但是我们有难处。
But we do have challenges.
我们不知道怎么能够越过这个难处。
We don't know how to overcome this problem.
有的人在教育上面来找方法。
So we find solutions from education.
有的人在道理的上面来找方法。
Oh, through doctrines.
但是保罗在罗马这个前六章的信息里边，他就讲了，我们的难处只在一个地方，就是从亚当的基因里边。
But Paul has already said that our fundamental problem is because we are born in Adam.
我们的基因，弟兄姊妹，就是我们最大的难处。
Our gene is the biggest problem.
这个难处不解决，请你原谅我说一句话，我们就总是活在两面人的那个难处的里边。
If we don't deal with this problem, we are always living double-faced life.
那么尼托生弟兄是曾经用了一个例子来说明这个情况。
So our brother Watchman Nee used an example to illustrate this point.
那我觉得他这个例子说的是很好的。
This example is very good.
他说在我手里边有一本书。
So I have a book in my hand.
那么他说呢，有一个书签。
And there's a bookmark.
那么他说如果呢，我把这个书签呢就夹到这本书里边去。
So I put the bookmark inside the book.
那么这个书签的命运呢，就由这本书来决定的。
So the bookmark's fate will follow this book.
那么这本书如果是到了苏州呢？他说这个书签一定是到苏州的。
If the book is sent to Suzhou, the bookmark is also going to go to Suzhou.
那么这本书到了上海呢？这个书签呢也一定到上海的。
The book goes to Shanghai, the bookmark also goes to Shanghai.
那么如果他说你把这本书扔到河里呢？这个书签呢也是跟着进到河里的。
You throw the book into the river, the bookmark will also go down to the river.
书签是因着夹在书本的里边，所以他不必自己来决定。
Bookmark is inside the book, so he doesn't make his own decision.
那么他自己也不能够决定。
He can't determine where he goes.
那么只要书在哪里，他就在哪里。
Wherever the book is at, he is going to be.
这曾经是我们在亚当里的光景。
This is how we live when we were in Adam.
但是这就是十字架现在继续在我们里边做的那个工作。
But this is exactly where the cross is going to work in us.
那么他这个神要把我们这个书签夹到基督这个新人的里边。
So God is going to put us the bookmark into Christ.
那么这个就是刚才我们读到的罗马六章六到十一节里边的。
This is where we read chapter 6 to 11.
那么如果我们这个书签夹到主耶稣的这本的新书的里边。
If we put ourselves the bookmark into the new book Christ.
那么他经历过的我也经历。
Whatever he experienced is our experience.
那么他在十字架上钉死了。
He crucified him on the cross.
那么我这个夹在他里边的这个书签也死了。
The bookmark in the book is also dead.
那么他复活了，那么我也跟着他复活的生命同呼吸了。
He resurrected, I'm also resurrected.
那么弟兄姊妹，这是神解决我们这个罪人基因的那个法子。
This is how God solved this problem of our genes.
那有一个故事就在那里讲。
So there's a story.
他说有一个好心的基督徒。
There's a Christian.
那么他想把自己钉在十字架上。
He want to nail himself on the cross.
他说这样子呢，他就可以不必劳驾主耶稣来救他了。
So he doesn't have to trouble Jesus to save him.
那么他自己可以救自己。
He can save himself.
所以呢，他就钉了左手。
He nailed his left hand.
那么他就发现要有一个手来钉右手的。
He realized he needs left hand to nail his right hand.
那么所以他就把左手的钉子再拆下来，他钉右手。
So he took off the nail on his left hand and he nailed his right hand.
那么但是呢，他钉了右手以后呢，他就发现又要用一个手来钉左手。
He realized that he needs another hand to nail his left hand.
那么这样子搞来搞去呢，他终于明白你自己钉自己的十字架是根本不可能的。
So he finally realized he cannot nail himself. It's impossible.
罗马六章就清清楚楚地告诉我们。
So Romans chapter 6 did really clear tell us.
与主同钉十字架。
Crucified with cross, with the Lord.
才是解决我们这个人从亚当那边继承来的救人基因的那个唯一的一条路。
This is the only way to solve the old Adam.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个十字架不是昨天的十字架。
But the cross was not yesterday's cross.
也不是今天的十字架。
It's not today's cross.
不是明天的十字架。
It's not tomorrow's cross.
它不是将来进行时的十字架。
It's not something doing tomorrow.
也不是现在进行时的十字架。
It's not something going on today.
我们注意保罗他是讲同钉基督的十字架。
We notice that here Paul said that we nail with Jesus.
那么在主耶稣钉十字架的那一天，我的旧人已经钉在上面了。
When Jesus was crucified, myself was crucified on the same day.
所以这个旧人今天常常会来找我们。
But the old self can always find me.
他来敲你的门。
He knock on the door.
你说你是谁？他说我是谁谁谁。
And you ask who are you? He will tell you who he is.
你一定认识他的。
You must know him.
但是保罗他就告诉我们说，你告诉这个来敲门的。
But Paul said, you tell the person that knock on the door.
他说对不起，你走错门了。
But you knock on the wrong door.
因为你已经死了。
Because you died already.
你已经埋葬了。
You buried already.
你的家在坟墓里。
Your home is in the tomb.
你回去吧。
You go home.
洋人的弟兄姊妹把这个与主同钉十字架叫做对己的否认。
So Western brothers sisters call this self-denial.
那么做成新人就是对着那个在我里边搅得刀海翻江的那个旧人。
So to leave out this new man is to for this self the self that live in us.
我无时不刻的是要借着基督的十字架否认他在你在我里边的那个合法的地位。
So we need to deny its legal position in us through the cross of Christ.
时间的关系我们就结束在这里。那我讲这个就是保罗讲的成就神在我们里边继续做的那个工作。
Time is up. We'll stop here. But this is what Paul said that God'sThe continuing work in us.
我们一起有个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
因为你的能力是在软弱的人身上显为完全。
Because your power is manifested on us who are weak.
叫我们一次过一次的经历的当中，我们知道你的恩典是够用的，你的能力是完全的。
So we experience again and again that your mercy, your mercy is enough. It's sufficient for us. Your grace is sufficient for us.
靠着你的宝血，我们今天已经站在你面前了。
In your blood, we can come to you.
我们也愿基督的十字架在我们里边带领我们继续做成在我们里边那个魂的救恩。
We are willing that the cross can carry out the work, the salvation work.
以致到了我们身体复活的时候，我们能够带着灵魂体的救恩，我们进到永生的里边，我们与你一同享受生命的荣耀。
So when we are resurrected, we can come to you with our soul, with our spirit, with our body.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name.